joining us now on the Fan Guest Line, powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all. The one, the only, Dim Tillitman. You are a good-looking gentleman. Like, you are ready for television. I don't know what you're doing on the radio here, because you are TV ready, baby.
Yeah, it's got to be the beard. It just covers up the face. It's just pretty much what I'm going for, yeah.
Absolutely. Well, thanks so much for jumping on. I know not normally you jump on Thursdays, but of course we had the day game yesterday. And it was kind of, you know, the game itself was weird, but I don't know how much you get into, like, what's going on in Wisconsin, because it became a weird, you know, we're in the bottom of the ninth. Christian Yelich comes up to pinch hit with two men on, down by two, and the Packers make one of the biggest trades in the history of the franchise. And so it's like, I'm trying to watch Christian Yelich. I'm trying to pay attention, and Twitter's blowing up, and breaking news is all over here. Does that permeate into what you guys are doing at all, or is it full tunnel vision into baseball when you're on the air?
Yeah, well, I actually wasn't on the Arizona series. So, right. I mean, I found out all about this stuff. I was actually at the AAA Nashville Sounds. FanDuel Sports Network picked up the Nashville Sounds game afterwards. So
nice.
I was in the clubhouse talking to the coaches and the players and trainers and strength guys that I had coming up, and you know, some former teammates in there and clubbies. And it was just, I was having a great time. Saw the end of the Brewers game, didn't work out in their favor, then saw the trade. And then it's like, all right, now let's talk AAA baseball with these Brewers. And so got to watch a great game, very well pitched all the way around. I mean, you got to be happy with where these organizations are right now.
Absolutely. Tim Dillard joining us here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's. So you were with Nashville. We got a Jackson Churio. What's the Jackson Churio update? How are we feeling? There are rumors that he could be joining the team in Toronto.
Yeah, well, they already listed some transactions. He was not on that transaction, but he didn't play yesterday after playing nine innings the night before. So that was actually, that's usually pretty much normal. Once you start getting back from the IL and you play a nine-inning game, the last thing you do is play an immediate another nine-inning game. But, I mean, from what I heard, everybody in Nashville, he looks good. Mm. The level of play is there. The intensity is there, which is what you want to see after a hamstring. So I'm actually kind of surprised maybe he wasn't activated, but obviously they have their reasons why or why not.
So what can it mean for our team? You know, the Brewers, obviously, with the 14-game winning streak, and then losing two out of three to San Francisco, splitting four games with Arizona, but having that 14-game winning streak without Jackson in the lineup. And then all of a sudden, it's like, you know, the trade deadline's done. And we like to say, like, this is even bigger than, like the Brewers win the trade deadline because they made the move for Vaughn, or they made it. But now it's like, if they get Jackson Churio back at full strength for a September run, what type of energy does that give the team?
You want to know what kind of energy it is? He's lightning in a bottle, and he has missed, 22, 23 games already with the Brewers, you know, since he's been on the IL. And he is still leading the team in extra base hits.
That's crazy.
So that puts it in perspective. He has 50 extra base hits. Number two on there is Yelich. I think Yelich has 42.
Okay.
Then you got Contreras. You got Turang. And, I mean, this team shows that they can win no matter who they have out there. They just keep finding guys to plug in and play a role. But Jackson Churio is a game changer.
Yes.
He's a guy that can, you know, rattle off two doubles in back-to-back at-bats, a couple of home runs here. Like, that's the kind of at-bat. And he's tough to pitch to. You look at the way pitchers are trying to face him, they don't know what to do with a guy like that. There's some guys that fall into a pattern, but you could locate a pitch down and away, and this dude crush it opposite field like it's nothing. I think he picked that up from hanging out with Adames and Contreras for a couple of years. So just to kind of see what that work ethic looks like and what you're capable of. And he's got all the talent in the world, and he's a vital role and a vital piece. And if they get him back, it's only going to help the team.
Tim Dillard's here on the Fan. He's part of FanDuel Sports, Milwaukee Brewers coverage. As we look at, you know, 14-game winning streak, it's hard to come down from that high. Like that is that, you know, the city was on fire. The team was on fire. Every game was sold out. Every game was a ninth inning win. Everybody's going crazy. But you can't, you know, that when you do that in the middle of August, you can't just win your last 40 games. You can't win your last 30 games. That doesn't happen. So what do you tell fans who are like, man, why aren't they playing as well? Why aren't they winning? Is it, you know, it seemed like winning was so easy. Why isn't winning so easy, Tim?
Well, I mean, good thing is they're still number one, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're number one record. Ooh,
nicely done.
Yeah, got the foam finger.
Love it.
Yeah, they're still number one, and that helps, right? They got a little lead there. But really, they have run into some fantastic pitching. Yeah. If you go to the Cubs series, every one of those guys was great. They have faced Paul Skeens, Andrew Abbott. With the Giants, it was Logan Webb, Robbie Ray. I mean, really these guys pitchers. Are all stars. So they have like really run into some really good pitching over this really long stretch with no off days. And to me, this is just the icing on the really unfortunate cake about the guys they're about to see in Toronto in this series. Starting with Shane Bieber, who, I mean, his guys won a Cy Young and All-Star and coming back from the IL and coming off a really good start last time out. And then having Kevin Gausman and then, of course, Mad Max Scherzer. So really, that's all is what it comes down to. They haven't played perfect baseball, and I think they've on the losses, they had to play perfect baseball, and they just haven't. And that's what you strive for, but at the same time, it's not feasible. You're just not going to play perfect baseball all the time. But this team is still good, and eventually they'll run into somebody that hasn't been an all-star and hasn't won a Cy Young, and hopefully they can rattle off some wins.
Yeah, well, you took us right where I wanted to go, Tim, here on The Fan, is this series in Toronto. And, you know, we've been breaking news yesterday at 4 o'clock with the Micah Parsons trade, and we went long yesterday and all day today. We've been talking to Packers beat reporters and national NFL guys, and, like, we've kind of lost sight. You know, but before this all started, when I was mapping out my week, you know, doing the Mason Crosby Show and filling in for Sparky, I was planning on going big with this Brewers Blue Jays series, and I haven't because of the breaking news, but I'm still like, I'm all in. I'm excited. Like, you have the best team in baseball, the best record in the National League against the team that's number one in the American League. I can't wait to watch this series. I think it's going to be a great barometer for the Milwaukee Brewers. How do you, you know, you're flying high, you're still number one. You've come back down to earth a little bit. Like, does this just like fire you back up to get ready for a series like this?
Well, number one, it's a shame that we didn't cover the Andrew Vaughn trade as much as we've been covering.
We should have. He got a t-shirt. He got a t-shirt.
Deservingly so. I'm really excited about this matchup. Really, the next two matchups. The Brewers, record-wise, best team in baseball. Maybe they haven't playing well, but they're about to face off against the Blue Jays, one of the best teams in baseball that hasn't been playing well either. And then after that, the Phillies. And these are two teams that kind of win in similar ways, the way they play the game, the way they don't strike out a lot, the way they put the ball in play. I think the next three games are going to be action-packed. Yeah. I mean, good, bad, and different. It's going to be dynamic. I already know just from a radio show in Toronto of what the atmosphere is going to be like for this series. So it's real. People are getting on board with the Blue Jays. They were surprised. They should.
Yep.
They were surprised. They didn't think the team was going to be what they were. I think you could say that about the Brewers. Fans
very similar.
Didn't think the Brewers were going to be here. So these are two really good stories across baseball. And I don't think maybe Major League Baseball really wants these two to match up in the World Series because it won't sell as many tickets as Yankees, you know, and Dodgers.
Right.
But this is what baseball needs right now to prove to everybody that you can play the game this way, fundamentally sound, and be successful. So I hope this is a preview to what the World Series is going to look like.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with you. And I know that we've been talking for a couple weeks here on The Fan about that when you play against the Brewers, you got to play baseball. right? You got to play baseball all 27 outs. You can't make mistakes. You can't stop paying attention. You know, you have to pay attention. Even when Monasterio gets thrown out the other night, like he's trying to make an extra, something happen. And Gurriel, who may have taken a little extra time or the ball got slowed down by the grass, he still has to make a really good throw to get Monasterio out because they're going to make you play baseball. And I feel like the Blue Jays are similar. Like, I haven't seen a lot of the Blue Jays this year, but I've watched a couple of games here and there. And they, like you said, like 1 through 9, they just got guys who can put the bat on the ball. They've got a very good pitching staff. The 3 starters, you know, now with Bieber back, who pitched, 6 innings, 2 hits, 1 run against the Marlins in his first start back, and now he's ready to go. You know, they have a very good pitching staff. Very similar teams here that could be, I know we're all excited about the Packers and Micah Parsons, but man, I'm excited for baseball this weekend.
I'm excited to watch Peralta. I'm excited to watch Priester, Woodruff.
Any update on Priester? Have you heard like the wrist? Is he all systems go?
Yeah, I think he's in this series. Yeah, I'll have to double check.
He's scheduled for Saturday, but they did skip his start on Wednesday to have him start, you know, just to precautionary or whatever.
Well, you mentioned it earlier in the show, talking about the dog days of summer. I mean, this is August, and August is when, you know, you can go one or two ways. You show up and you hate everybody. You know, you're like, I'm sick of this. And, you know, it's Groundhog Day and it's catching up with me after this many months. Or you can say, hey, we're putting together something special. Let's, you know, we're all, you know, in this together. Mm-hmm. Let's pull together and get this done. But you got to take care of the pitching staff. If you got to push a guy a day, push a guy 2 days, whatever it looks like, you have to do that because you know how important, you know, the end of September is going to be to make sure all these guys that have carried you this far are going to be healthy into September. So are you going to sacrifice a couple of games? You got to bring up guys from AAA, whatever that looks like. Do that just to make sure these guys are fresh and ready for the end of September and beyond.
Tim Diller joining us here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's. So as you look at how this roster is constructed, and, you know, Ortiz is on the injured list, but he'll be coming back when he gets back. Churio, it sounds like he's very close. Reese Hoskins, I think, is really close. Some of the pitchers, you know, they have found a way to be flexible with bullpen arms, you know, shuttling guys back and forth between Milwaukee and Nashville. Does anything stand out to you as, like, you know, you're looking forward to someone, you know, whether they break a slump or they come back or watching how a certain position is handled this last month of the season?
I mean, I think all things are pointing in a good direction. You know, I know they got some pitching injuries and that's going to play a role, but they also have Chad Patrick in AAA. I just saw him yesterday. Yoho pitched. He did give up a run, which is like his only second run he's given up all season long.
Crazy.
But his stuff is good. It plays. I think Yoho in particular needs a fair shake in the big leagues. He's been put out there in some really strange, hard situations.
Yep.
If he's one of those September call-ups, I think that would be a good choice as well. But they do need innings. I think Tobias Myers has done fantastic.
I agree.
You know, Churio's going to come back and he's going to be himself. It may take a few games. But honestly, I'm excited for Reese Hoskins.
Yeah.
Reese Hoskins carried this offense in May.
Yes.
And people forget that because he got injured and they called up Vaughn, and Vaughn ends up getting a T-shirt. But Hoskins can play some baseball, let me tell you. I saw him playing last night. I think he went 0-for, but great at-bats. Mm-hmm. You could tell that he was, you know, getting good swings. He's been hitting the ball hard in Nashville. All things are pointing great. If he's activated and he's going to be there for the Philly series, it's going to be very cool to watch. Because when he gets hot, man, there's nobody that's going to stop him. And I think right now, towards the end of the year, when guys' legs are tired and you know, maybe the bats are getting tired, you want guys that are fresh, back from injury or whatever it is, to come and add some of that slug, because it's fun when these guys are putting the ball, you know, through the fence and over the fence.
And Tim, I think that's a great point, because so often fans find a way to complain about all sorts of things, like, oh, we have too many starting pitchers, or what are we going to do with, like, with Collins in left and Yelich and Hoskins and Vaughn, and who's going to DH? And is there any way Collins could play second and Terrain goes to short and whatever it might be? Like, fans always find, like, you know, first of all, they find very creative solutions that play really well in fantasy baseball, but don't always play well in real life baseball. But I think, like, these things more often than not work themselves out. Whether Andrew Vaughn needs a couple days off at this point because he's played a month straight after being down in the minors for a while, and then Hoskin comes up and maybe he can get hot, or however it works out. I always feel like you can never have it shouldn't be a complaint to have too many good players.
Yeah, it used to not even be an issue at this time of year because September, just call up whoever you want.
Right,
everybody's
active. Call 10 guys.
Yeah, and they've limited that, so it's going to play a role. But at the same time, I mean, these guys are big leaguers for a reason. They know what they're doing. I even saw Collins taking ground balls at third the other day.
Hey,
you know, I mean,
you do what you got to do, right?
All their bases. Yeah, mm-hmm. you can rest easy as a Brewers fan knowing that this is not news to anybody. Like in the organization, the front office is very aware of all the ins and outs to a point where they've probably already made decisions in certain cases of what it's going to look like,
right?
And what they could come up with. But either way, I think the team has been playing well, even though they've had some losses lately. It's not like they've rolled over and died. They have fought.
No, they're in every game.
Yeah, they're in every game. They're not just getting, you know, overwhelmed. They've let some teams back into the games. I think that's more the reason. Got to get that bullpen on track a little bit. But you know what? That bullpen's been so good for so long. It's hard to keep guys healthy for that many months. But hopefully they'll get guys back at the right time.
All right. And before we let you go, Tim, Tuesday's an off day, right? Three games in Toronto. They play Philly on Monday. Then a day off, and then they play Philly Wednesday and Thursday. Kind of a weird that you have a day off in the middle of a series, but how much are these guys looking forward to have it finally, after 19 games in 18 days or whatever that number is, having that day off on Tuesday? How important is it for these guys?
Oh, yeah. I mean, your body tricks you sometimes. Like, you go to the field, and you're like, yeah, I feel good because you're used to walking through that threshold and going, all right, now I'm ready to go. It's only on an off day where you kind of let your guard down a little bit and you realize how mentally fatigued you are, how your body is like, oh, just can you not do anything? So hopefully these guys enjoy just a wonderful day of rest. And then they'll be surprised the next day. And this is what I love about baseball. I love about the clubhouse is that you won't see some of your teammates for like a day and a half.
Yeah.
But when you get to the clubhouse, you're like bro hugging and saying, hey, you haven't seen them in weeks or months.
I love
and it's
it.
Like, we just saw you the other day.
Right, like 2 days ago. What are we doing here?
Yeah, but it's true. It's like, man, what'd you do on your off day? It's like, I did absolutely nothing. I slept the whole time.
It was amazing.
It was amazing. I know. So that's the kind of camaraderie. This team is wonderful, easy to get behind, and even easier to talk about.
I love it. Well, Tim, thank you so much for taking the time today. Thank you so much for rescheduling from yesterday. Enjoy the weekend. And I know you'll catch up with Sparky again next week. We are enjoying it to this point. Let's keep that going. Let's have a great series there in Toronto. And we'll talk soon.
Yeah, absolutely. Appreciate it.